Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. This is Tobias Rex, and this is the Sharks, Dinosaurs, and Mythical Creatures podcast coming at you right now. For today's episode, I'm going to be discussing the cheetah torpedo of the oceans, the Mako shark. Here we go. The Mako shark comes in two variants, the short fin and long fin. The short fin Mako shark is a fairly large species of shark. Growth rates appear to be somewhat accelerated in comparison to other species in the Lamnid family. The average adult specimen measures around 10 feet in length and weighs anywhere between 130 to 300 pounds. The species is sexually dimorphic, with females being larger than males. And there are a few large specimens out there, such as a few large mature females that exceed a length of 12 feet and a weight of 1,260 pounds. The largest taken on hook and line was a 1,300-pounder caught off the coast of California on June 3, 2013. And the longest verified length was a 14.5-footer caught off the Mediterranean coast of France in September 1973. And the specimen caught off the coast of Italy and examined in an Italian fish market in 1881 was reported to weigh an extraordinary 1,000 kilograms, or 2,200 pounds, and measure a length of 13 feet. Yet another one was caught off of Turkey in the late 1950s at an estimated size between 18 and 20 feet, making it the largest known specimen of the species. However, this estimate was created using photos of the shark, and they weren't done at the time of capture, so this estimate must be taken with reasonable caution. And the authors didn't estimate a weight for this one. The shortfin Mako shark is cylindrical in shape with a vertically elongated tail. This species exhibits countershading, with brilliant metallic blue coloration on the top and white on the bottom. And the line of separation between the blue and white on the body is actually quite distinct. The underside of the snout and the area around the mouth are white. Larger specimens tend to possess darker coloration that extends onto parts of the body that would normally be white in smaller individuals. And the juvenile Mako differs in that it has a clear blackish stain on the tip of its snout. The shortfin Mako shark feeds mainly upon cephalopods and bony fish, such as mackerel, tuna, bonito, and swordfish. But they may also eat other sharks, porpoises, sea turtles, and sea birds. They hunt by lunging vertically upward and tearing off chunks of the prey's flanks and fins. Mako sharks swim below their prey so they can see what is above them, and they have a high probability of reaching their prey before it notices them. Shortfin Makos have occasionally been found with amputated swordfish bills impaled into their head and gills, suggesting that the swordfish can severely injure and possibly even kill them. And in addition, the location where they were found and the timing, the late spring and early summer, corresponds to the swordfish's spawning cycle, and this suggests that the Makos hunt while the swordfish are most vulnerable, typical of many predators. Shortfin Mako sharks consume 3% of their body weight each day, and they take up to 2 days to digest an average-sized meal. By comparison, the sandbar shark, which is an inactive species, consumes 0.6% of its weight a day and takes up to 4 days to digest it. Large individual Mako sharks over 9 feet long have anterior teeth considerably wider and flatter than smaller ones, and this enables them to prey effectively upon dolphins, swordfish, and other sharks. And in fact, an amateur videotape taken in the Pacific waters shows a spotted dolphin whose tail was almost completely severed being circled by a shortfin Mako. The bite of a shortfin Mako shark is exceptionally strong. The current record for the strongest bite measured for any shark belongs to a shortfin Mako that was recorded at Mayor Island in New Zealand in 2020. The shark had been coaxed into biting a custom-made bite meter as part of an experiment to measure the Mako's bite force. And the strongest bite recorded during the experiment was roughly 3,000 pounds of force, pretty close to a great white's bite force. And like other Lamnid sharks, the shortfin Mako can elevate its body temperature to be up to 7 to 10 degrees Fahrenheit, or 4 to 7 degrees Celsius warmer than the water. And this enables them to maintain a stable, very high level of activity, giving it an advantage over its cold-blooded prey. The Mako shark is a very fast species that can leap into the air when hooked, and this makes it a highly sought-after game fish worldwide. Some cases of shortfin Makos jumping into a boat after having been hooked have been reported, and some of them have even been caught on video. And the Mako is not just fast, it's extremely fast. Its streamlined body and crescent-shaped tail give it a top speed of 45 miles an hour, deeming it the fastest shark in the ocean. The longfin Mako shark is a species that's in the same family as the shortfin Mako, and it has a worldwide distribution in temperate and tropical waters. Longfin Mako sharks are predators that feed on small, schooling bony fish and cephalopods. And whether this shark is capable of elevating its body temperature above that of the water, kind of like the shortfin Mako does, is unknown. Widely scattered records suggest that the longfin Mako shark has a worldwide distribution in tropical and warm temperate oceans. The extent of its range is very difficult to determine due to confusion with the shortfin Mako. In the Atlantic Ocean, the longfin Mako has been sighted from the Gulf Stream off the east coast of the United States, the Caribbean, and southern Brazil in the west, and from the Iberian Peninsula to Ghana in the east, possibly including the Mediterranean Sea and Cape Verde. In the Indian Ocean, the longfin Mako has been sighted from the Mozambique Channel. In the Pacific Ocean, it's been sighted off Japan and Taiwan, as well as northwestern Australia, a number of islands in the central Pacific northeast of Micronesia and southern California. An inhabitant of the open ocean, the longfin Mako generally remains in the upper mesopelagic zone during the day and ascends into the epipelagic zone at night. Off Cuba, it's most frequently caught at a depth of 720 feet and is rare at a depth of above 300 feet. Off New South Wales, most catches occur at a depth of 620 feet in areas with a surface temperature that is around 20 to 24 degrees Celsius or 68 to 75 degrees Fahrenheit. The longfin Mako is the larger of the two and the second largest species in its family, after the great white, reaching up to 8 feet in length and weighing in at over 150 pounds. The largest reported longfin Mako was a 14-foot female caught off Florida in February 1984. This species has a slim shape with a long pointed snout and large eyes that lack the membranes that a shark would normally use to protect its eyes during attack. And it also has 12 to 13 rows of teeth on either side of the upper jaw, and 11 to 13 rows are on either side of the lower jaw. The teeth are large and knife-shaped, and they don't have serrations or secondary cusps. The outermost teeth in the lower jaw protrude prominently from the mouth, and the gill slits are long and they extend onto the top of its head. The pectoral fins are as long or longer than the head, and they have a nearly straight front margin and broad tips. The first dorsal fin is large with a rounded apex and is placed behind the pectoral fins. The second dorsal and anal fins are tiny. The caudal peduncle is expanded laterally into strong keels. The caudal fin is crescent-shaped with a small notch near the tip of the upper lobe. And the dermal denticles are elliptical, longer than wide, and they have 3 to 7 horizontal ridges that lead into a toothed posterior margin. The coloration is dark blue to grayish-black on the top and white on the bottom. The unpaired fins are dark except for a white rear margin on the anal fin. The pectoral and pelvic fins are dark above and white below, and they have sharp gray posterior margins. In adults and large juveniles, the area beneath the snout, around the jaw, and the origin of the pectoral fin have very dusky mottling color. No attacks on humans have been attributed to the longfin Mako shark, but it is still dangerous nonetheless. And guys, Mako sharks have been featured in many, many games and films, such as Deep Blue Sea, The Perfect Storm, Depth, Shark Hunting the Great White, Maneater, and Jaws Unleashed. In Deep Blue Sea, 3 Mako sharks, 2 first-generation twin males, and 1 second-generation female were genetically engineered with larger brains in order to harvest certain chemicals that could develop a cure for Alzheimer's disease. However, this quickly backfired, as the larger brains resulted in the sharks becoming faster, more dangerous, and abnormally intelligent, thus giving them the ability to bust down heavy metal doors, swim backwards, and even roar. In the Perfect Storm, a Mako shark makes a cameo as one of the fish the fisherman caught. In Shark Hunting the Great White, the Mako appears on various maps as a common adversary. In Depth, alongside many other well-known species, you get to play as the Mako. In Jaws Unleashed, Makos are just tiny little sharks like that swim away upon seeing you, but they will attack you when you least expect it. In Maneater, the Mako can be found swimming in various areas around the map. They will attack you unless your shark has an evolutionary upgrade that prevents it from doing so. And like the majority of enemy creatures in Maneater, the Mako has a larger apex variant, which you must defeat in order to advance. Otherwise, you won't be able to move ahead. And there is this website that you can track certain tagged animals called Ocean Project. And last Christmas, I believe it was, Laurel, the same friend of my mom's that I made the Megalodon special for, gave me a little necklace that has a shark on it, and said that there was a specific Mako shark that was tagged for me, who was given the name Finnegan. Get it? Finnegan? Pretty fancy name for a shark. So Finnegan is an adult male Mako shark that was tagged 6 days before Halloween in 2020. He's an average size, 6 feet 9 inches in length, and he weighs 200 pounds. And according to the website, Finnegan was last sighted on May 6th of 2021 at 8:15 in the morning at a depth of 1,465 feet. For those of you who can't see this right now, on the Tracking Ocean Project map, there's a whole bunch of red dots connected to yellow lines, and each of those red dots are times when the shark came to the surface. Because whenever you tag a shark, and whenever the fin comes to the surface, the tag will activate and transmit information to a satellite, and the satellite will then pinpoint where the shark is in real time. Well, that's going to be it for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, be sure to like and subscribe to my podcast. Comes out every 2 weeks. This is Tobias Rex, saying Godspeed, and before I sign off, I have a little riddle for you, and it's from the 1999 film that I mentioned earlier. So what does an 8,000-pound Mako shark with a brain the size of a flathead V8 engine and no natural predators think about? The answer is the name of the film, The Deep Blue Sea.